Magic of thinking big, right? Because why let's start with the opening premise. Why do we work so much on your brain and how you're thinking? Because you are what you think. You are, we are all self-creators. Make sense? We all have an option to create whatever we choose to create. But it all starts with what's going on in our brain. What's going on in our mind? What are we choosing? How are we choosing to be? What are our characteristics we choose to step into? Who are we as human beings? And we make choices around that every single day. Sometimes people don't consciously make choices. They subconsciously make choices. In other words, you've been programmed by how you were raised, where you grew up, people surrounding you. You know, were you badgered? Did you have these things? A, B, C, D. We have all these different concepts. And all of these things impact our lives. They have incredible impact on our lives, on formulating who we are and what we become and what happens in our lives. In fact, you know, I'm not mentioning names, but this weekend I had the opportunity to go support one of my friend's daughters who was in a rehab facility. And what a blessing that was. I mean, I just drove out there. She was about an hour and a half outside of where I live, and I went to visit her because her mom's way out of, he lives in another state. And, you know, just hearing her stories of what she's been through and her acknowledgement of, you know, digging back in her past and all the events in life that formed who she was, it was just a great highlight because fits into why we talk about these things. Why do we work on our mind so much? Why do we work on our stinking thinking all the time? Because if your thinking is stinking, you're short-circuiting what you create in life. And we think we're not doing it by choice, but in fact, we are doing it by choice because we're refusing to work on ourselves. We're refusing to be better. We're refusing to dig deeper. We're refusing to change our thinking patterns. So we stay stuck. And trust me, I can go back when I first started in Manitech and look at the person I was back then. And today I am not even near to that person I was when I first started Manitech. I mean, I spent my life in corporate America, lawyering. I never did much in the self-development arena. Of course, I had my walk, but I wasn't, I was really living a different lifestyle. I was living a different beingness. I had a competitive streak that you'd never wanted to be on a racquetball court with me because if I won, I was like exhilarated. If I didn't win, I was like as mean as a pit bulldog. I mean, I couldn't, I, no one wanted to play cards with me because I was such a poor loser because I was get so angry, mostly at myself. I hated to lose. Now I can go out there and I can have the most fun of my life every time I play any game. Doesn't mean I don't operate at my highest and best level, but it doesn't matter whether I win or lose. It's very different. I mean, I always want to win, but I don't like go crazy. I mean, there's certain parts of our persona that just came out of, and I traced it back exactly to how I developed that personality trait. So there are a lot of things in our life that are just holding us back, and if we don't work on them, if we don't constantly look at how can I be better, how can I do things differently, how can I have the greatest impact in life, we're just going, oh, okay, I don't want to, I just be what I am, that's good enough for me. Well, let me ask you a question. Is it good enough for the world? When we can be out there making a difference? That's the question you keep asking. But David Schwartz wrote this excellent book, The Magic of Thinking Big, which is really about, and this isn't about just you being a platinum presidential, because who needs to be? I'm not a platinum presidential. I don't need to be a platinum presidential to define my life. Does that make sense? So it's not about that. It's just being, how can I be the best I can be at what I'm doing? Why wouldn't all of us want on a daily form at our highest and best level and create the greatest results we can create? That's how I look at life, because there's so many things I want to do, like do all the charitable work that I'm doing today. It's just awesome, off the charts, cool, beyond belief. I love it, and it gives me the freedom to do that. So be the best we can be in every step of the way and impact lives. So let's talk about, I mean, is it going to go chapter to chapter of David's book, The Magic of Thinking Big, and just give you some insight on maybe some things for you to work on. Number one, he says, believe you can succeed and you will. That sounds pretty simplistic, doesn't it? But the problem is that most people don't believe they can succeed. They don't come with an I can do it attitude. He says the greatest distinction among people is what their attitude is about whether they're going to succeed or not. That's going to be more determinative whether you succeed than any abilities or lack thereof that you have. It's what is your belief? Those people that say, yes, I can, they can. You know, and I know for a fact no one really loves living in mediocrity. We just, what, we accept it. We just look at it and say, well, it's okay. I'm not miserable. I'm just half miserable. I'm just not fulfilled. But I can rationalize why I feel fulfilled. And we stand in this level of mediocrity and accept it as our existence. And we can blame it on everything around us. I mean, we can have 100 things we can blame it on. But the idea is, it's in the mirror. We can be better. Every one of us can be better. And, you know, he talked about scripture. Of course, a lot of you have scripture-based, you know, faith-based, you know, Matthew 17:20, where the Lord tells us, "It's faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains," right? I mean, that's, and that's about our faith in Jesus Christ. But, you know, it also applies in our lives in terms of our faith in ourselves, our belief in self. You know, we can move mountains, you know, and I tell people to review the Masters and Manitech tapes. Now, some of those are really old. Some of you don't have them. Your upline may have them. You can ask your upline to see if they have them. But, you know, Manitech also puts monthly audios are on the Manitech Plus app, where you want to be listening to people successful in Manitech. How are they different from you, and what can you look at and view and learn from them on your beingness? Not just activities, because the reason people are successful isn't based on actions that they take. It's based on who they are, the process of who they become, and the process of improving themselves to have the right attitude and that take the right actions. All that applies to their success. So you want to get insights from people, leaders that are successful. So don't be intimidated by anybody. Just be out there, just like being on my Mary Jo's Monday call. You learn from me, and by no means, I'm not a platinum presidential. There are people in Manitech that are making 10 times, 20 times what I make. But the idea is the benefits of learning from somebody that's been through the ropes, and maybe what can you grasp from those trainings. Your size of your success is determined by the size of your belief. So what does he tell you to do? Believe big. If you believe you're only going to be a regional director, or what do we call it now? If we have silver director, then guess what? That's all you're going to be. You determine your own limitations by what you believe. That's your number one most important factor on what you create in life. And that's what he says. He says, belief in success is the one basic, absolutely essential ingredient of successful people, that you believe in it. Yeah. So, and you just have to take time off on a daily basis. Sometimes, some of you today, just starting today, if you just every hour, you just took time off 5 minutes out of every hour and just focused on reminding yourself you are better than what you think. You are better. How am I better? You start writing it down, but spend 5 minutes every hour how you're better than what you think you are and start focusing on that. And if you just did that habit, every hour of the day that you're awake, you spend 5 minutes, take 5 minutes of your time and write down how you are better than you think. It's amazing how that will totally change your life. So believe you can succeed and you will. Number two, cure yourself of excusitis. Well, he calls excuses. People come up with excuses. They're mind-deadening thought disease. We're diseased. And Manitech has nothing. I know we can't make disease-related claims, but we don't have anything to solve your excusitis in terms of products. Take product you can take. The product you can take is just, get rid of it. Cure yourself from it. You know, when you see the negativity entering, just say be gone. Everything. It's kind of like if you have a sinful nature, you say be gone in your life. Just be gone, right? Health, he says there's four common excuses people use for not being successful in life. Health is one of them. And, you know, you just, there are people in this world. I remember blind people getting, we had a blind presidential director one time. How does somebody blind? Talk about having an excuse for lack of success. They couldn't see. They could have used that. We had people roll on stage in wheelchairs. We had people with severe, you know, incredible health issues. We've seen them over the years because, of course, we market health products. But people that were, you know, just absolutely restricted in 101 ways. And I'll never forget. Some of you remember our gal with CF. She's in my downline in the Lubbock area. And she got up and she was a little girl when she started. And she ended up playing all sorts of sports and singing in the choir. These things CF people were never supposed to be able to do. But you know what? she wasn't going to allow her CF to make excuses. Do you know now she's got a master's degree, a master's degree in nutrition, and she's now married, and they're now looking at adopting a child. And unbelievable that this woman really had no expectation of living past the age of 18 or 20 years old. She just was never going to allow her disease condition to be an excuse for her. And people sometimes, well, I like you said, it's better to wear out than rust out. And that just means we're going to, it's like Mary Jo. People go, well, Mary Jo, when are you going to retire? I said, the word retire isn't my vocabulary. I'm never going to retire because there's always 101 things that I need to do. And I want to do. I need to do them to satisfy myself. But it's because I have desires in my heart to do these things. Whether it's last week I spent 4 days feeding 40 people every single day, made meals for them for 4 days. And what a joy that was, all contribution. But those are the kind of things, I'm never going to stop doing all those kind of things that I love. So don't let health, don't let age, old age is a failure disease. You know, we had Manatech Presidentials that were in their 80s. So you can never tell me it has anything to do with age. Nothing to do with age. It's just excusitis. Brains, some people go, well, I'm not as intelligent. And I get that sometimes from people because they look at Mary Jo and they go, well, you're a lawyer, so you must be really intelligent, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, it's intelligence. I mean, trust me. And one of my favorite things, I remember this guy that got up on stage and he was just, he was from, I think Arkansas or Oklahoma, and he was scratching his crotch and he was speaking in broken English, and he was presidential director. And, you know, that was one of the most impactful. You guys have probably heard this story from me. I was sitting in the audience, and this guy was on stage, and he couldn't even speak. He couldn't even speak in complete sentences. And he was talking about, oh, I really don't know how he's a good old boy from, you know, and I'm not, no problem with good old boys and good old girls, but, I mean, this guy had no virtually limited education. And all of a sudden, he's walking across stage as presidential director in Manatech. And it blew me away. I sat in that chair and I said, if he can do it, I can do it. And within 12 months, I was presidential director. I mean, it was beyond my belief. And that's what's true about this opportunity. It's one of the things I love about network marketing, that anyone can do it, no matter what your background is, no matter what your intellect is. Anyone can do it. So it's not about brains. It's really about your commitment and your enthusiasm to it, right? That's what, it'll far outplay intelligence anytime. How about bad luck? I just had bad luck, cause and effect. Well, if you think you have bad luck, you're going to create bad luck, right? And you really shouldn't waste your time on trying to make anything easy. Just do what you know works. I mean, the network marketing model, it hasn't been recreated. It's the same model we've had for 50, 60 years. They've just fine-tuned it. They made it easier and better, and we have more information on it and how to be more effective. But it's still what it is. So it's not about bad luck. Your only bad luck is that you let your mind control your actions. Instead of going out there and talking to 5 or 10 people a day or inviting at least one a day, as our buddy told us from, what's his name? My Mach 2 with your hair on fire. Richard Brook told us that, you know, just invite one a day is magic formula. How many of us are doing it? I would probably suggest there are probably less than 1% of Manatech Associates doing it. And they know what the formula is. Because, oh, I just don't have any luck. Well, quit using excuses, okay? You overemphasize excuses and your shortcomings. Focus on strengths. Be the best you can do, right? And you'll learn the rest. Don't worry about it. 3, build confidence. Destroy fear. Oh, fear is one of the most destructive forces in our world today. And we can see it all around the world, too. It's all psychological. We worry. We have tension. We have embarrassment. You know, we panic. We mismanage fear. And fear is, listen to what he says in his book. Fear is success is enemy number one. It's the number one enemy of success is fear. And a lot of us in network marketing, I work with people that they're fearful of talking to somebody. I go, really? You don't care about other people? I said, where does that come from? Well, if you're that selfish, then probably network marketing isn't for you. But I suggest that maybe selfishness is not one of those positive traits that you should be boastful about. Maybe we should take on the world in a selfless fashion and see how we can help other people and make a difference in the world, right? in 101 ways. And every single thing you're making a difference in, just like people go, oh, Mary Jo, you did all that charity work. How are you doing Manatech? What do you think I do in all my charity work? I share. I go to church yesterday. Some gal came in and she goes, oh, Mary Jo, I was just diagnosed with lupus and partial kidney failure. And I go, great, let's talk Monday, right? I didn't want to take time at church, so let's talk. So we're going to have a conversation today. Wherever I am, I open myself up to help people. It comes from charity. Come from service, right? Okay, and don't let fear get in our way. And you go, oh, how do I don't know how to talk to them. I can't represent, heal, cure, mitigate. You don't have to represent any of that. Talk about how the cells, you know, miscommunicate in the human body, and you're trying to help with the communication so our immune system doesn't keep attacking herself, right? That's not heal, cure, mitigate. Just let's try to help correct what's going awry in your body. And anyway, so we talk about those things, but it's about get rid of fear. Don't be fearful that you don't know enough or you're not smart enough or you're not anything enough, because you are enough. You are. So he says, you know, destroy that fear. And he talks about, there are a bunch of examples in his book that he gives in terms of different, you know, types of fears. We fear for because of our personal appearance. Well, go, you know, wear better clothes, get a haircut. Fear of losing an important customer. You know, if you fear it, guess what? It's going to happen. And if you fear of losing somebody, what do? I go, if I ever had a fear of losing a friend, I'd just go and be a better friend. Yeah. Just be a better friend. You want friends? Then be a better friend. Give more. Serve more. You know, fear of things being out of your control. Pray about it. Just, again, turn your attention to helping to relieve the fears of others. When you can help other people relieve their fears, guess what naturally happens to you? Wow. You become a teacher of how to release fear. And then some people are doing network marketing and they have a fear of people. I go, oh, my gosh. You know, the other person is just a human being. They just put their pants on the same way you do, one leg at a time. They're just very much like you. So they have their own insecurities. And maybe the two of you together can make music, right? Yeah, I mean, people make the world go round. So we want to be around people. So destroy your fear. Get rid of that fear. And he says, feed your brain and memory only positive information. Because negativity is what causes fear to pop up, right? Negative. So he gave us five activities every day. Be a front seater. In other words, sit in the front seat. Make eye contact with people. So instead of looking down, and some people feel uncomfortable with eye contact. I love making eye contact with people. You know, we can show so much love through eye contact. It's amazing. Walk 25% faster. In other words, don't look like you're just in the doldrums. And speak up. Express yourself. That doesn't mean listening is your number one characteristic in really growing relationships. But you also want to express yourself. You can speak up and ask questions, right? And always smile big. I love it when people ask me what I'm on. It's one of my favorite lead-ins. Sometimes I don't even have to share Manatech with people, and they just go, what are you on, Mary Jo? I go, oh, jeez, it's incredible how I feel like I'm still 18 and I'm almost 65. You know, I mean, it's just what a blessing. And I said, people can do that. I said, would you like to know more? You know, it's just fun. It's wonderful when you love life. Number four, how to think big. Well, yeah, you can't think big if you sell yourself short, right? You start. One of the big things we need to do is change our vocabulary. A lot of us use negative vocabulary. We're down in the doldrums. Blah 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 blah. We're negative. We're you know, all of that is horrible. When people say, "Mary Jo, how's life?" and I go, "Life's wonderful." I said, "I couldn't be happier." I said, "Life is just precious." I said, "It's great." Use big, bright, cheerful words to describe how you feel. I feel terrific. And you say, well, Mary Jo, would I be lying? Because I really don't. And I said, why would you be lying? Can you feel terrific even if you have something wrong? I know people that have fourth stage cancer, and when you ask them a question, they go, I feel terrific. I am blessed. So what's wrong with you? Well, I would be lying if I said, no, you wouldn't. How you feel is a choice. It doesn't have to have any correspondence with what's going on around you. It could be just your choosing. You could be living in a tent in the backwoods, and people say, well, how's your life? And I said, my life is great. It's great. Don't have two nickels to rub together, but you know what? My life is great. Because why? You're on a road to where you're going. That's what makes our life great. So use positive language. Use cheerful words, the same when you describe other people. Positive language, encourage others. Positive words, outline plans to others, right? Where are you going? That's what sells people, not where you are, where you're going. Stretch your vision, right? And you want to stretch yourself and talk about your vision. Where are you going in your life? People are attracted to that. They want to be on a train ride to somewhere greater than where they are, and you are that train. So think big, right? Some people go, well, I don't know what to tell her if she asks me, well, how long have you been in Manitech and how much money do you make? And you go, it doesn't matter where I've been or what I've done. I said, it's where I'm going that's important. So let me tell you my plans for the future, and I'd love you to be a part of it. And people want to be a plan of your future. They're not part of your past. They're going to be part of your future. And think above all the trivial thinkings, right? There's just a lot of, we get stuck in trivialities which really hold us back. They restrict us. And, you know, and there's so much in this world today that's pretty trivial that we get stuck in. So you got to avoid it. Avoid it like the plague. Don't let things happening around you rob you of your joy and your thinking big. And one of the things you have to look around is, who are the negative people in my life? Yeah. And if they're problematic to you, then have conversations with them. I mean, I've seen a transformation just in my husband in the last, 2 weeks, Lydia, that, you know, unimaginable. But it took a couple tough conversations to have that happen. And I'm holding him, lifting him up to be live in that. So that's great. So it's about really pushing in an arena where you have people around you that might be negative, have tough conversations with them. And you don't always control them. They may not pop around, but then you don't spend a lot of time around them. That's the way. Stay away from negative people. And he gives little tests. He's got some tests in the book in terms of, you know, the petty thinker's approach versus the big thinker's approach, right? Yeah, like people, like just for example, future. How do you, the petty thinker thinks, views the future as limited. The big thinker views the future as unbelievably promising, right? You know, competition. Petty thinker competes with the average. The big thinker wants to compete with the best, because why? That's going to make them better. So it's about pushing us. Goal setting. You know, petty thinkers set low goals. Big thinkers set high goals. These are all the visions that we have. All these kind of things. Mistakes. What does a petty thinker think about? Magnifies minor errors, turns them into big issues. Whereas a big thinker ignores errors and of very little consequence and just knows, I can be better, right? And moves on. So how we think about those things. Number 5, how to think and dream creatively. Monopolize listening, not talking. This is crucial for us in network marketing. Crucial. In, he didn't write this book for network marketers. He wrote it for all of us. So what is he saying? The world. We should be better listeners. That's how we build relationships. People love to be heard. So why not listen, right? And then you have something better to respond to because you know more about them. Instead of trying to put everybody as all, everyone's the same. They're not. All people are created differently. So we want to be great listeners. Believe it can be done, okay? If we let tradition freeze our minds, new ideas can't sprout. So we need to be receptive to new ideas, just like when Manitech came out with sampling. Manitech came out with whatever they come out with, Ambridge's Life, Impact Plus. All these things are wonderful, new products, new ways of marketing. These are wonderful things. Some of you are sitting back and you're still waiting to see if it works for somebody else. Well, we're almost 2 full months into sampling, and some people haven't even sent out one sample. Not me. I exploded. And I don't mind. We're going to see what happens out there. And we're having some great feedback. People are sending us emails back, and some people didn't get their samples, so we resent them. We're doing a lot of things that is really cool, reconnecting with people. And that's what's important, because once I reconnect with them, I have an opportunity to do something even greater in their life, besides just maybe taking Impact Plus. Maybe I'll get them on Ambertil's Life and other products as well. So be receptive to new ideas. Be an experimental person. Experiment with new thoughts, new ideas. Be progressive, not regressive. All of these things are important for us. We don't want to go backwards. We only want to go forwards. So always be forward-looking. Some people think, and especially when you've been through Manitech, some of you have lived in the past where we go out and represent heal, cure, mitigate, blah, 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 blah. And everybody gets frustrated because they, oh, we can't do that anymore. No, don't be regressive. Be progressive. What can we do? And go after and ask advice of other people. You always have people around you that are better than you. Always, you want to surround yourself with people that are better than you and get advice from them, because that'll help stimulate you. And eagerly accept the opportunity to do more. that's me. Whatever I can do, let me do one more. Let me do one more thing. What else can I support people with? And it's really, there are zillions of people out there that need support. And how can I do more? Which you don't think about. Number six, you are what you think you are. Whoa. That's probably one of the top limiting beliefs people have. They put themselves in a box. They say, this is who I am. And they define themselves. So I want you to spend today redefining you. Because if you think small, you're going to be small. Notice he says the word, thinking does make it so. Thinking does make it so. Wow. It's not just an influence, because our brain so much controls what our thoughts are, controls who we are. I have attached a belief scale on the back of the outline, which many of you have seen in the past, and just run through it again. See where you are in your scale of 1 to 10 with different categories, which are critical. This was something that they gave to me. You know how old it is? And it's older than that because I'm sure they used it before Mary Jo came across it. But it's got to be 20 years ago that I came across this belief scale at a training that was done at MASTEC headquarters. And I loved it because it really isolated for me what are the areas that I really need to work on myself. You too, all of us. So we need to really understand where our limitations are. So take a look at it and see where how I need to think differently. I you know, you are what you think you are. So if I think I'm not a leader, then I'm not a leader. But so what do I need to work on? Becoming a better leader. And there are great leadership books out there, and there are great, you know, trainings out there to help you become a better leader. Dress for success. That's a big one for Mary Jo, because I love going around in my stretch pants and my T-shirt all day long and walking through malls and all that stuff. So when I go out to do prospecting, I got to, you know, I've got to change my ways because, you know, I'm kind of look like somebody that just crawled from out from under a rock. And that's not who I am, but it's how I look because that's what I do. I'm not really fussy about my appearance. But it was a big aha awakening for me to dress for success, to take a little bit more time with myself and do things that help me look my best. Dream boards, major statements. We've talked about dream boards a million times, and everybody knows what that's all about. You need to do that. You need to have a dream board in your office. I have two of them. I have my old one, and I have my newest one, and it still is. You know, I look up at it every day because it's got great pictures on it that really stimulate me about what I'm doing for my grandkids and the shape I'm in and M5M. And I have a big picture of fall in love with the bear. That's my husband. I want to fall in love with him every day. That's my goal, fall in love with them every day. Just watch what happens to your relationship with your spouse if you re-fall in love with them every day. It'll be amazing, right? So just have dream boards that, you know, and it makes you think differently than you would without it. And that's, dream boards are important because they're pictures, and pictures are implanted in our brain a lot more effectively than words. And then he talks about writing a commercial about you. And he's got some, you know, in the book, you can, and I'll give you the, if you got the book, page 142 and 143, talks about building that commercial. It's really cool. I know when I went over the Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire with Richard Brook, we talked about making a movie. Right? And I don't know how many of you have done it, but it's very effective. But this is about building a commercial about you. How do you sell yourself? So you make a commercial about who you are, and you pick out the words you're going to talk about it. All it is 1 minute long, but you make a commercial about who you are. If you did that today, that'd be a great thing. And then sit back and say, okay, that's who I used to be, this is who I choose to be, and make a new commercial about your choices of who you choose to be. Got to think big, people. Think outside the box. Number seven, manage your environment. Go first class. In other words, you know, if you hang around with losers, you're going to be a loser. Surround yourself with winners, not losers. Find those who intimidate you and ask them for lunch. Attend meetups. Find groups who you admire. Hang around. I'm in a new mastermind group, and they're all big leader, community leaders. You know, that's what I want to be around. I want to be around people that I honor and respect and look up to and are bigger than I am, because that's going to help me be better. The size of your thinking, your goals, your attitudes, your very personality is formed by your environment. So how am I going to change my environment? Question for all of you. How are you going to change your environment? Dedicate time to relationships. Rid yourself of negative people. We already talked about that under, you know, another paragraph or another chapter as well. And work with those on fire. Look at what you're doing in your organization. Who's on fire? Work with those on fire. You can still follow up and be responsive to your other people and try to, you know, incite them to do something. But if you have limited people on fire, then go out and find people on fire. I don't know anyone out there that wouldn't like to add an additional $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month to their monthly income. How about just $500, right? Team AQ, 15 people, $500 a month. Let's go do it. You can sell that all day long. Once they get to 500, they might want to not stop there, you know. And you can look at last month's Saturday training, which was so terrific, that gave people, you know, how to build this business. Kevin did a great training on 3x3, which is incredibly helpful to see how you can really maximize income. But getting them to AQ team, first and foremost, $500 a month makes a difference. Everybody's life. In fact, you know, I go back to that bankruptcy statistics. I don't have an updated one, but I think it was back in 2003 or 4 or 5, something like that, where they said that 80% of the bankruptcies wouldn't have been filed if the people just made an additional $300 a month. That's pretty incredible. If you could help people stay out of bankruptcy with just an extra $500 a month, what a blessing you'd be to them. Dedicate time to relationships. Again, we talked about that being a can't-do people are usually unsuccessful. In other words, anyone that says, well, I can't do that, the negative things, stay away from that. I mean, does it mean that you don't try to help them shift their – I would get them the book, Magic of Believing, and walk them through it. And if they don't want to shift, then next, go to the next. You don't have time to try to, you know, dig out of the doldrums people that just don't want to move forward. Number 8, make your attitudes your allies. So attitudes are mirrors of your mind. Attitudes reflect your thinking. When you have a bad attitude, guess what happens? And there are people around that, you know, they'll call me up and they'll go, well, Manitech, blah, 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 and I'll go, stop it. I said, Manitech's not stopping you from being effective in this business. You are. You're just using it as, there's your excusitis popping up, right? Just stop it. You have a bad attitude. Stop it. When your attitude is right, your abilities are unlimited. They're going to reach their maximum level of effectiveness. But your attitude's wrong, you just diminish yourself. So he suggests 3 attitudes to grow. I'm activated. In other words, stay active. Results come in relationship to enthusiasm. When you don't understand something, learn more about it. So get out there and enthuse. God within, enthusiasm, be enthusiastic. Be excited. Always have energy, your smile, your handshake. When you're out in public, why you want to be, just think to yourself, I have this huge label on my forehead. I'm the attractor factor. You want people to run over to you and be attracted to you in every which way possible, right? So you're out there in public, you want to be an attractor factor. How many of you do that? Some of you just hang your head down. You try to avoid making eye contact with people. Oh, my gosh. Hello. How are you going to help other people's lives? How are you going to change other people's lives when you don't even make eye contact? So be active. Always have energy, your smile, your handshake, your walk, your talk. Act alive. Number 2, you are important. You've got to believe it. Step into it. You are important. You can't make other people feel important if your insecurity dominates all the conversations. Right? So others love to feel important, and when you make that happen, you will feel more important. So practice appreciation, practice calling people by their name, and don't hog the glory. Invest in others instead, right? That patting on the back is horrible. You don't need to be patted on the back. You know you're terrific. So go out there and start patting other people on the back. Number 3, service first. This is me with 17 exclamation points. Always give more than you expect to get. When you put service first, the money will take care of itself. Absolutely true. The more you serve, it's unbelievably rewarding. So go out there and put service first. I am here to serve. How can I serve? What can I do different? How can I serve? How can I step up? Number 9, think right toward people. Think right toward people. What does that really mean? It means that how you look at others determines your life. You know, we get stuck in so many judgments, and we have such a bad environment today. People are it's amazing to me how much bullying is going on and how much negative thought and all the crass stuff. Maybe that's part of the political environment, but it doesn't have to be part of you. Don't buy into that. It's ugly. It's awful. You know what? We're to be coming from love. We're to be, think right towards people. You know, it was the other day I was listening to a service, and the guy said, you know what? My parishioners aren't donkeys and elephants. So stop it. You know, we want to look at each other and think of all the differences we have instead of thinking about loving each other and supporting each other the best we can. But a lot of that comes from what's going on in our political atmosphere. Let's stop it. Just stop it. Fight that urge. Fight that, you know, the conflict. We're so divisive. It's horrible. So we want to be thinking about building relationships with people. And if people are really high strung out on some of those things, you know, they're choosing to just be ineffective. It causes them to be emotional about something, and maybe they're hiding 20 other things in their life because, you know, we're here to serve. We're here to serve other people. So think right about people. Building relationships. How can I build a relationship with this person? Take the lead in getting to know people, and don't be so judgmental. You don't have it all down pat, trust me. You don't have it all down pat. And typically when we hang out with people that think differently than we do, what happens to us? We actually grow. We become better because they challenge us. They challenge our thoughts. They challenge our ideals. And that's good for us. It's healthy for us. President Johnson had 10 points for personal persuasion. He said, learn to remember names. Oh, my gosh. And this is where the older I get, my memory gets a little bit shorter and shorter, and I keep going, oh, names is one of the things that's really hard for me. Lydia even looks at me like, are you crazy? You can't remember? You just talked to the person like 2 hours ago. And I was like, just like I couldn't remember Richard Brooks' name 5 minutes ago in this call, I had to look over at her and say, what's that Mach 2 book written? I mean, isn't it crazy? Where those things used to be just roll off my brain without a problem. But it's important for us to learn to remember names. I mean, if you don't remember anything else, remember somebody's name, because that's, people love to be called by their name, and they think that they're really important to you if you remember their names. So memorize them, write them down, whatever you need to do to keep track of them, remember names. Be a comfortable person so there's no straying being with you. In other words, step up with somebody, you have a meeting one-on-one or a group meeting, and you start rolling out a bunch of political jargon. You know, people aren't going to be, there's going to be strain because people are on 100 different positions with some of the political arguments going on. So best to be apolitical. Just love on people. Listen to them. And if they want to be angry, if they, you know, just say, well, you know, I'd rather just do something about it than exhibit my anger. I just think that, you know, let's use our energy and efforts to do something positive in this world. There's so many people that are in tough plights today that we can support. So better to go out there and be in unity than just all this crazy, you know, anger and stuff. So be comfortable so that there's not a strain, so people don't look at it, they don't want to be around you. Acquire the characters of being relaxed and easygoing so things don't ruffle you. Don't be egotistical. Get yourself out of the picture. Get yourself out of the picture. Cultivate the quality of being interesting so people will get something of value from associating with you. Well, here's my statement about that. Always choose to be interested versus interesting when you get to know somebody. But there should be always something that you have a value to offer them. Otherwise, they may not want to pursue that. So, okay? So study to get the scratchy things out of your personality. All of us have a list of what's scratchy in our personality. I have my list. I'm sure each one of us, if we do some self-examination, if you don't know what's on your scratchy list, then talk to your upline or a good friend of yours or your spouse, and they'll give you a list of scratchy things. So you'll have some aha moments. Sincere attempt to heal any misunderstanding you have in relationships, always. You know, there's no, you know, you go, well, Mary Jo, they did this, this, and this. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Critical path for all of us. Forgiveness. Move on. Practice liking people until you actually do. Never miss the opportunity to say a word of congratulation and give spiritual strength to people, and they will give genuine affection to you. All these are great concepts, so write those down. Don't expect perfection in others either, especially when you look in a mirror. Everybody has a right to be different. No one's perfect, and you don't have to be a reformer. It's okay that people are different from you. 10, get the action habit. Be a self-starter. Nothing happens without action, so you got to get out there and act. Take action. What are you doing? Two things to do to help you avoid the costly mistake of waiting until the conditions are perfect. Expect future obstacles and difficulties. In other words, stand in the fact that we're going to have obstacles. Number two, meet problems and obstacles as they arise. When problems and obstacles come up, guess what? Attack them. Good ideas are worth noting. Good ideas are worth nothing if they're not acted upon. So when you come up with some good ideas, do something about it. It doesn't matter whether you make it or break it or fail or it doesn't work the way you wanted it to. You learn from it. You grow from it. It's exciting. Most of our best ideas come while we're at work. So when we're working and out there working, that's when we'll produce our best ideas. Just like when we started doing the sampling program. I'm going to tell you, Lydia and I came up with 10 more ideas. And every day it's more ideas. Because why? Because we're in the flow of working it. If you're not in the flow, how do ideas come to you? So you need to be in the flow. Need to be action habit, right? Be a crusader. You know, you want to pick up the ball and run with it. It doesn't matter if you trip and fall. Be a volunteer. Volunteers stand out. They receive special attention. That's why I talk about service. 11, how to turn defeat into victory. You know, every time that we have a defeat, we learn something from it, right? And the victory is, what did I learn and how am I going to be better? Defeat is only a state of mind, nothing more. So I'm never defeated, ever, ever. I just am in a process of growth. I'm green and growing, and every day it's another step into that green and growing process. And it doesn't matter how old I am. It doesn't matter what level of education I've had, because you know what? The world and the world is so incredible. It's changing so fast out there. Just the learning process and how much we can grow and learn is just unimaginable. It's overwhelming sometimes. It's almost like I think, oh, my gosh, if I were only 14 again, I could absorb all of this and a whole new, but no, I don't want to be 14 again. I've loved my life and I've loved the experiences that I've had, some good, some bad, but you know what? They've made me who I am today, and I just want to keep growing in the where I am today. So turn all your defeats into victories. Number 12, use goals to help you grow, and this is, you know, huge for all of us. If you're not goal setting, then I don't know what you're doing in Manatech. I don't know what you're doing. Then you're not taking it seriously. Maybe you're just a consumer. That's great. I love consumers. Keep consuming. But in any area of your life, you want to always have goals. Set goals, because that's what pushes you forward. Pulls you forward, not pushes you. If you're resting your life on being pushed, you're not going to ever get anywhere, because you're always waiting for something else to push you. But if you have something that pulls you forward, now guess what? The inertia is going in that direction, okay? So that's what you want to have happen. Don't leave your future to chance. That's crazy. You know, we all have desires. We all have things I want to do. I mean, I've just set out on a new endeavor, and I've got to raise $1 million. So guess what? I better figure out a way to do that. And it's just about, you know, that's the challenge. It's about using goals to cause me to grow. 5 weapons we use to commit success suicide. Security-itis. I have security where I am, so why would I step out of my comfort zone? Oh, my gosh. You know, most of your comfort zones aren't comfortable. They're just called that. I call them your known zone. It's what you know. And you have fear. We talked about fear already. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Anything you're fearful of, man, you ought to tackle it head on. Go after it. Bust it down. Become fearless. It's all psychological thoughts that we just store in our head to stop us dead in the water. Security-itis is just, there's no security out there. Oh, yeah, Mary Jo, I have a job. It's paying me $200,000 a year. I have security in it. Oh, great. So how are you changing the world? Well, what do you mean, how am I changing the world? It's great. You have a car. You got a nice house. You got all these assets. You invest in the stock market. Boring. What are you doing to change the world? How are you helping other people every day of your life? Phew, that's what I want to be doing. Competition. The field is already overloaded. Oh, people love to say that about network marketing. Everybody I talk to has been in network marketing. Well, great. You got the best network marketing company in the world. Why wouldn't you want to go out there? You got the best products in the world. And you can show somebody how all it takes is 15 people or buying $100, and guess what? You make $500. There's no comp plan in the world like that. None. Zero. Zero. Can't happen. Residual income, $500 a month with 15 people. It used to take 60 in our compensation plan. So we have something that can make a difference, and $500 changes people's lives like no tomorrow. An extra $500 a month, oh, my gosh. So competition. There is none. Parental dictation. Oh, we look for our parents' approval. Well, most of us don't do that anymore. That's more of youthful, but, you know, it's like your parents are going to approve when you're, you know, knocking it out of the park. They want you to be successful. And when your success is based on sharing with others, helping other people, and that's what we do in Manatech. That's what I love so much about Manatech. I help people have greater income security. I help people have greater health. And I help the world in an incredible way by feeding children all over the world through M5M. Wow. That's rewarding. Well, how many of you can say that, that it's really true for you? Or are you just sitting back watching it happen around you by other people? It's time you get active. That's why we need to add new people, because we're trying to solve more problems. And family responsibility. Yeah. Well, a lot of people like to do that. Well, I could have done something like that, stepped out entrepreneurial, but now I have a family. I have to be more responsible. Be more responsible. I said, start doing it part-time. Start growing your business part-time. Find some big money. And, you know, in 6 months, you may walk away from that crazy job that's a J-O-B, just over broke. And five, self-deprecation. I would like to be, but I don't have the brains, the strength, the talent, whatever. Excusitis, here it is, screaming. You have all it takes. You have all it takes. You're a human being. You have all it takes. And there's a 30-day improvement guide, and I liked it so much in the book that I attached it to the outline, so all of you have that. So look at the outline, and you can work on that for yourself, right? It's great. Use that self-improvement guide. And then 13 was how to think like a leader. Four leadership principles he talked about. Trade minds with the people you want to influence. Try to understand them, okay? So if you want to understand somebody and help them, you need to be in their mind. You have to think like they do, you know? It's a concept. So you want to, knowing a prospect, you want to know what their needs are. If you want to, if you don't listen to the prospect, you're never going to close them, or they're never going to stay around. So displacement, I call this displacement. It's how do I displace myself? I take myself out of my own stuff and I place myself in their shoes. And that's what a good leader does too, as you're leading your people. Feel what they're feeling. Number two, be human in dealing with others. You ask yourself, what's a human way to deal with this? Show that you put other people first. Before you. That's huge. You'll win the world over when you do that. Third one, think progress. Believe in progress and push for progress. You know, you're not pulled to high places of success. You're lifted there by those who work with you. So we are totally dependent, right, on what? The people around us. So we want to improve the people around us. We want to be a progressive thinker. And the fourth one is take time off to confer with yourself and develop your thinking power. That means read good books. Work with people that you trust. Work on your brain. Look at these different exercises that he has throughout his book and other books. I mean, there's just massive amount of self-help things out there that can help improve us and make us better people. Think differently. Change your thinking. Who would have known, right? It's all this time and energy you put around. I just last week when I was teaching at this school where I fed 40 kids all week and I got a chance to do some teaching and training, I had so much fun because I remembered some things from my Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It was a book by, there goes that name again. But I remember that he talked about memes, and it was, he talked about, you know, how we grow up as kids, and we learn these things like money doesn't grow on trees. And so I got to teach the kids, and it was so insightful. These kids were so excited about it. Because now they walked out of my class and they know money grows on every single tree. Because what did I do? I was able to imbue on them a training that I got in part of my reading and my association with other people on how these shortcomings that rob us of our future as little children. How many of you were told money doesn't grow on trees? That's because your parents used that. Why? They learned it when they were kids. And they just keep repeating it. And the problem with it is it creates a scarcity mentality between you and money. It's a bunch of crap. All my grandkids, they all know money grows on trees. They just have to figure out a way to pick it. There's no shortage of money in this world. Look at all the billionaires. How about Jeff Bezos? He's worth $160 billion. Richest man in the world. I mean, off the charts. Came up with Amazon. I don't even know how old he is, in his 40s maybe, I don't know. But anywhere, billions. And does money grow on trees? Yeah. Did he come up with a way of picking it? Absolutely. So And we have a great technique here. We got Manatech. Great way. So people, hope you love the book. You got a lot out of today's call, hopefully, and do the exercises that I attached. And if you get the opportunity, definitely read the book yourself. You'll enjoy it. But hopefully I recapped most of it for you. And have a great week. Any final comments before we go?
Mary Jo, yeah. I can't see where I can get the attachment for the 30-day.
It should be attached to the outline. Did you get Lydia send the outline out, right?
Yeah, I got the outline. I didn't see where it was an attachment at the bottom, or is it a link?
No, it's actually a page of the outline. She puts it as a page to the outline. So your outline should have been 6 pages long. You had the belief scale.
Oh,
or 7 pages long, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 pages. Your outline was 7 pages. So just go reprint it off again. The 6th and 7th page is the self-scoring belief scale and the 30-day improvement guide.
Okay. I didn't see either one. Sorry.
Yeah. Go back and take. If you don't have it, drop me a message and we'll get it to you. But it should be attached to the outline. That's how. Or you can actually go, if you go on our website, the Manatrain website, and download the outline, it'll be there for sure.
Okay. The other thing I found, I have a little thing that looks like a half of a $100 bill.
Uh-huh.
And it's got, you know, like the $100 in each corner. And it says, stop making excuses.
Yeah.
It says you can make money or you can make an excuse, but you can't make both.
I love that. In fact, I think that's in his book, too. He uses that quote. You can make money or you can make excuses, but you'll never make both. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. Absolutely true.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the class and all you do to help us.
You bet.
Really
love it.
Deeply appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Dal. Anyone else?
Hi, Joe Dell. Listen to me. Mary Jo, it's Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Hey, Mary Jo, I'm finally coming out of the rubble of everything I'm doing, and I'm back on board 100%. The house is going.